See back in the game and that, but I'm taking you a little bit disappointed at the end result there. Do you feel a little more?
Not overly disappointed, no. I mean, you're playing Dunfermline, top of the league, away from home. So, I mean, if you get a point, you can't be too disappointed. Yeah, I'm understanding if 2-0 up, but, you know, we had to work very hard for those goals, and it was always going to be a bit of an onslaught in the second half, and when they bring Todd off now, and so that's the resources that Dunfermline had. They've got a terrific squad, and we knew we'd just have to battle away, and you know, we nearly nicked it again, even on the counter. You know, Mehmet's got a fantastic save. So, yeah, I mean, from our point of view, all you can do is ask the players to be as competitive as they possibly can be, give you everything. And that, I think that was the case today. I think everybody could see that.
What did you make of the penalties, Jim?
Yeah, the first one, I think, was a bit soft. The second one's a penalty. When he turns and, when you turn and you move your arm out, even without VAR in Scotland, it was a penalty, I think. But the first one, I must admit, I thought was very soft because, you know, when the cross came, listen, from where I was, you know, it's difficult to see the angle, but I know the player was in front, but he just looked as if he wasn't really in control of the ball and just a wee nudge. But listen, at the end of the day, the no keepers are going to save the penalties, that's for sure. No, two unbelievable penalties that Benedictus took. So, yeah, listen, you know, I'm thrilled about the commitment for the players and a wee bit disappointed we couldn't hang on for the all 3 points, but a point away in Dunfermline isn't a bad result.
As you say, a point away, Jim, you must have seen some good shoots there for recovery.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I enjoyed watching my team today. There was a few young boys out there who I thought really handled the situation really well. You know, again, as I said before, you come here after Dunfermline beating Falkirk and flying high, you think to yourself, this is going to be a real test for them, a test of character, but they stood up to it. So, obviously, Jordan Allen in particular, you know, scoring two goals, was a real handful right throughout the game. But overall, as I said, yeah, listen, we're happy with the point. But you always get a wee bit greedy in this game, and we would have liked a little bit more. But yeah, it gives us a little bit of belief that we can add some more points as soon as we get the opportunity.
There's plenty of character at the end, because the way the game went, Dunfermline come back 2-0, get to 2-2, you'd expect Dunfermline to push for the winner. But if anything, Clyde.
Well, we could have, as I say, but you know, that's the thing about, you know, counter attack football. You know, if someone does lose the ball, you can maybe exploit the space. We almost won that. But listen, as I said, Dunfermline had several chances. Big Neely had two or three fantastic saves. So yeah, overall, listen, we're happy with the point. We'll get back to work on Tuesday and prepare for a very similar type of game in terms of the quality. We're going to play Falkirk next week, so that'll be extremely tough. But you know, we'll have a wee think about the weekend. I wouldn't say I'll enjoy the weekend because my mind will be like in a tumble dryer. But you know, it was good for me to see. I think the quality of some of our players, and you know, that gives me to say a degree of optimism that we can compete in this league.
Right.
Right.